Her body was found at the bottom of a Toronto high-rise, where she had landed after falling from the 24th floor.
This is a CBC News original podcast, and I'm Sophie Rose-Lachance, and this is Cheyenne's story. For the last year, I tried to figure out what happened to Cheyenne on April 25th, 2013.
What happened? Where exactly was her body found? Why can't I know anything about my daughter?
I got a call from a man named John Fox, a dad of a 23-year-old woman named Cheyenne Santa Mary Fox. Her spirit name was Kundikwi. She died after falling from a 24th floor balcony in Toronto in 2013. In Canada, over 50 years ago, thousands of cases of missing and murdered Indigenous women were not properly investigated due to police's bias. The Canadian police reported 1,200 Indigenous women had been murdered or gone missing in Canada between 1980 and 2012, and 225 unsolved cases. Also, a study was found that about 84% of those Indigenous women had experienced violence in their life, and about 56% have experienced sexual violence. Now, here's the case I've been working on. Almost about 10 years ago, on April 25th, 2013, a girl named Cheyenne supposedly jumped over someone's balcony. She was a mother of a 5-year-old. She was a member of the Wikwemeco First Nations on Manitoulin Island, Ontario. Her father described her as someone who was kind, beautiful, no-nonsense, and approachable. On the day she died, she had been having a really tough day, she said. So she took a taxi cab to Toronto. When she was in the taxi, she was a victim of alleged sexual assault. The driver led her to jump from the taxi onto Highway 410 around 6 p.m., the claim stated. The highway is obviously a popular environment where cars are driving by and came across her jumping out. At that time, two individuals witnessed Cheyenne jump out of the moving taxi. They immediately called 911. One of the two people that witnessed this went and picked her up and dropped her off to an apartment she requested to be dropped off at. Shortly after she was dropped off, she ended up at an apartment of one of her alleged traffickers, supposedly to meet a customer.
My daughter was trafficked in Ottawa by human traffickers to work in the sex trade.
Now, I honestly feel this isn't a new thing to her. She knew exactly what was going to happen when she stepped foot into that suite. She knew how serious and dangerous she was going to be in and not be able to get out of it. You know, like she stepped foot right into there and there's no turning back. Now, between the time she was in the suite till around 11:10 p.m., we know nothing. Absolutely nothing. All we are aware of right now is that another phone call was made to 911 dispatch explaining that they saw a woman dangling from a balcony. 911 dispatch didn't feel the need to race over there to the building. The police only responded to the last call that was made that night when Cheyenne's customer reported she jumped off that balcony. Then at that moment, at approximately 11:10 p.m., that was the last thing Cheyenne ever did. Her body was found at the bottom of the high-rise by Toronto police when they finally arrived. So now the Toronto police finally got there. After this whole period of time, they finally got there. They went and saw her and called it a suicide. The police said the cause of death was impact trauma and that there was no evidence of criminal activity and closed her case the next morning. Just like that. 4 911 calls were made that night about the same girl. And they finally decided to show up to the last call when she was pronounced dead and told that she jumped off the balcony. The police stated that they were supposed to do a lie detector test on the last guy Cheyenne saw in the suite that night, but it never happened due to him being too traumatized to do the test. So therefore, they ended up closing the case. Why not wait it out? Why not give Cheyenne's family some sort of closure? And not being left with the unknown of her. Wait for the day the guy was capable of doing the test and not just close it. The claim stated that Cheyenne was a victim of human traffickers who befriended her. Their intent was to convert her into an involuntary sex worker. The Toronto police and the attorney should be ashamed of themselves. They failed to consider or even properly further the investigation. Now, the police decided to give Cheyenne's family a very brief description of what happened to her. The police told Fox, which is Cheyenne's dad, who the male was Cheyenne that night. That is the only thing they told her father. That's the only thing. Cheyenne's father asked for a location of some sort as to where she fell, because he wanted to do a proper ceremony there. Their family has religion. They do ceremonies at the exact spot that any of their family member have died, and that's all he wanted. That's all he wanted to remember her. The police responded with, "If you go there, you're going to be charged with trespassing, and we are not going to tell you where it is at all." All he wanted was a location of some sort to do a proper ceremony where she died, and the police would not tell him where her body was found. Cheyenne's dad finally decided to sue the attorney of Toronto Police Service. The family just wanted some sort of closure. They just wanted answers. They just wanted to do a ceremony in remembrance of Cheyenne. And if they were to go there, they would be charged with trespassing. How is this bias okay? Leading a father and a brother thinking Cheyenne killed herself. Now I feel as a community, we should participate in a social media photo campaign where we hashtag care about missing and murdered Indigenous women. Now once said by Joseph Boyden, in Indigenous culture, women are so important and revered. When we lose one, we lose generations. The loss is profound. The movement for change needs to be equally profound. Coming up on episode 2, where we uncover where Cheyenne's body was found.